Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning.
Look out! This track comes with a language warning. My broken tooth is still on the bitumen.
You can still. Good morning. This is Anastasia, Aaliyah, and Mario with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, one of Queensland's four state-owned explosive facilities is set to increase its operations for the first time in decades. The Bajul Explosives Reserve, which has been in operation since 1913, stores and makes explosives mainly for use in the mining industry. It was expanded by 600 hectares in 2022 and will soon be putting the extra space to work. The site expansion is expected to create more than 100 local jobs, but the expansion is a sign that the local mining industry has been experiencing a period of significant growth. In more local news, under new Brisbane City Council planning laws that came into effect last week, smaller blocks and taller buildings will be allowed in some local suburbs in the attempt to unlock more landing for housing. The current minimum block size is reduced from 260 square metres down to 120 square metres, with height limits being pushed to 3 or 4 stories depending on the property. The news comes after a driveway built on a block size of 185 square metres was sold to a local investor and developer with the intention of turning it into a property.
In national news, a $20 million upgrade in one of Western Australia's largest avocado packing sheds has resulted in almost half of its workforce replaced with robots. 9 Japanese-made robot machines have already replaced 50 jobs so far at the southwest-based operations of Avocado Collective in Manjuma, Perth. These new upgrades now mean that 3/4 of operations on the facility are automated, allowing the doubling of weekly output from 1 million kilograms to 2.52 million. Ricky Hendon, Secretary of Unions WA, says, quote, "Automation may make businesses more profitable, but much of the evidence points to it making our communities poorer," unquote. More in national news, a recent Australian study has found parents of young children with disabilities are twice as likely to feel distressed and not in good health. Lead researcher Dr. Catherine Wade says, quote, "There's something going on for parents right now that's putting them under stress, that's making parents feel that they're not doing a good enough job," end quote. This finding comes as the government prepares to move children with, quote, "low to moderate support needs" from the National Disability Insurance Scheme to the new Thriving Kids program that will begin in October. This reform leaves some families feeling uncertain whether the new system will give the support their children need.
And in international news, the Democratic Republic of Congo's struggle against a recent Ebola outbreak is receiving some much-needed relief as thousands of vaccine doses arrive in the country. 16,250 Ervebo vaccines arrived in Kinshasa's Ngili International Airport on Friday, with 70,000 more doses expected from the World Health Organization and its partners. Though the Ervebo vaccines are mostly targeted towards the Zaire strain of Ebola, the WHO stated that it may also provide some protection against the currently active Bundibuyo strain. However, response and control of the outbreak is still hampered by difficulties in contact tracing, hidden transmissions, regional instability, and mass movement coordination within the region. For your weather today, Brisbane is still cloudy with the possibility of showers. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That is all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Look out! This track comes with a language warning.